Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show at the Riverside Theater in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, November 15th. Hey, Milwaukee. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Scott in Seattle.
Hey, Scott in Seattle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Peter?
I'm fine. How are you doing? How are you doing today? You sound a little matter of fact.
It's one of those days.
I understand. What's going on, dude?
You know what? He sounds like the president the other night.
Ooh.
Hey, Mitt Romney. Good to see you. Thanks, Jim, for the question.
Well, Scott, welcome to the show. Carl Castle right now is going to read for you three news-related limericks. He is not going to complete them, of course. That is your job. Do that 2 times out of 3. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. You ready to play?
Oh, yes.
Oh, again. You got to get up for this, Mr. President, or you're going to lose this thing. Here we go. Here is your first limerick.
As the dentist is filling my grill, my hips move and I can't sit still. I groove and I sway as he fixes decay because music comes out of his...
drill.
Yes, his drill. A dental surgeon in Java has created the world's first musical dental drill. The idea is that those afraid of the dentist will be okay with someone lowering a drill bit spinning at 45,000 RPM into their mouth. If that drill is playing, call me maybe. But it is very important in the dental context to choose the right song. For example, this isn't easing anybody's mind if it comes out of a drill. Feel the tension rising. Not going to work. And this is definitely unsettling. Okay, maybe something that'll put you right to sleep. Okay, open wide. Carl's giving me a look. All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
From the Veep's sex appeal, there's no hiding. As he ambles on stage, old eyes widen. Those baby boom ladies, he drives them all crazy. They've all got a thing for Joe
Biden.
Yes, indeed. According to Politico, that venerable judge of sexiness, Joe Biden is considered a sex symbol among the 65 and older set, or as they're known, granny boppers. It's a lot of, I've fallen and I can't get up, so get down here, Mr. Vice President.
He's super sexy.
He does. He has the most perfect teeth I've ever seen in a national figure.
You know, he eats an over-easy egg.
All right, very good. Here... I'm not going there. I'm not going to the vice president's egg preference. I don't know what it means. Here is your last limerick.
For vacation plans, I have slim pickings, because my poultry at home just might sicken. But I found them a perch. They're not left in the lurch. I have found a hotel for my...
chickens.
Yes, indeed. Chickens. A new British hotel caters exclusively to chickens who do not want to stay with their vacationing farmers. The chickens, and this is all true, are pampered with meals of fresh vegetables, joy rides in the hen stroller, sightseeing excursions, and visits to the pub. Everything was going great when the hotel opened until the first paying guests came down to breakfast and encountered the omelet bar. Carl, how did Scott do in our quiz?
Well, Scott, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your voicemail or home answering machine.
All right. Well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Bye.